I know we've talked about how to find your inner self. There are a lot of ways to do that. And one way, of course, involves walking down the staircase. So anybody who likes that can just see the stairs. And it doesn't really matter if you see yourself going down the stairs and an objective camera catches you descending. Or maybe you just look out of your eyes and see your feet on the stairs the way we do. Maybe you just feel what it's like to shift your weight from one foot to the other, to slide your hand down the cool metal banister. Maybe you just feel what it's like to shift your weight from one foot to the other. Maybe you hear the footsteps of your steps on the stairs as you go down. What does matter is that you go down the stairs. Down, down, down. Deeper and deeper into yourself. Further down you go, the more relaxed you become. The less aware you are of your surroundings. Down, down, down. Your mind is clear. Your breathing is easy. Your body is comfortable. If thoughts come into your mind, let them float away like clouds passing before the sun or raindrops sliding down the window pane. Down, down, down. Part of your mind is aware of the air moving in and out of your body. Part of your mind is aware of your hands, tingling, pulsing, whatever, just aware of them. And part of your mind is going down the stairs, down, down, down. Mind clear, breathing easy, body comfortable. You're aware of a restful feeling of floating. And we're all going down the stairs to meet with our inner selves, with our experiential nonverbal selves, although they can talk. Our visual, spatial, bodily, kinesthetic, social, emotional, sexual, spiritual, musical, the part of ourselves that experiences things, the pattern-seeing ability, the nonverbal self, the inner self, the childish, childlike self, the authentic, spontaneous, the part that we know so well. So we're going down the stairs, down, 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 to find this part. Many ways to find them, see them, feel them, hear them. Any possible mental experience can connect us. But if you are seeing yourself going down the stairs, feeling yourself going down the stairs, you can come to the bottom. And when you get to the bottom of the stairs, there's an archway. And through the archway is a cavern. Now, off to one side of the cavern is a long hallway, at the end of which is a pulsing light. And some people find it very soothing and comfortable to look into that pulsing light, the life force that pulses inside us. Some people leave a part of themselves behind with that life force, pulsing slower and slower. Part of your mind is aware of the breath, part of your mind aware of your hands, part of your mind aware of my voice, part of your body and yet apart from your body, not even part of your own mind. Not even recognizable as a separate voice. And part of your mind is aware of the light pulsing at the end of the tunnel, and perhaps now you're ready to take one more part of yourself, the everyday part of you that watches and wonders and worries, and walk over to the door and open the door, and there inside is a lovely conference room, maybe a sunken floor, maybe some glass, some art, some flowers, some furniture, and sitting there opposite you is your inner self. Now, some of you will see them now, some of you won't. If you see them, just relate. Talk about your relationship. Understand your relationship. Enjoy this person. Approve of them. Love them. Connect to them. Understand that you need to meet with them regularly. Every day, perhaps, morning and evening, about the things you want to do, about the way that you can do them. This part of you needs to be pinned down in time and place. They're slippery in a certain way. If you ask them to do something, they can say yes. If you don't ask when, it won't mean anything. So you need to learn how to talk to them. Learn how to love them, engage them. Now, I've given you many instructions about this part of yourself over the days and weeks. And now I'm going to ask you to just spend some time with them here with me and with each other as I talk less and less, softer and slower. I know that there's a way that each of you needs to engage with this part of you, needs to learn how to be together, to learn how to speak graciously, to negotiate honestly. That's right. And each of you have tasks you're struggling with. And each of you can take this part of you as your ally, as your friend, as your confidant, as the one who will be the other, to create the other in yourself, whom you love, and for whom you can work, and for whom you wish to make yourself better. So, there are many issues between you over a long time, which can be conquered with goodwill, love, and attention. And I said I would talk less, didn't I? And now you can talk more and feel more and connect more. That's right. That's I wonder what work you're doing in there to create a useful bond between you. And over the next few weeks, I'd like you to take a few moments every day to find this part of yourself, to love them really. They need your love to flourish and blossom. They need your acceptance to want to work with you. So we must love them for who they are and help them to be partners with us, to be part of us, to be one with us. The more we visit this part, the less separation there is between us. The more we visit this part, the more we become one. And the meditations we're doing and the hypnosis we're doing are all designed to help us integrate into one more coherent, cohesive person, less at war with ourselves. And so many of you have been fighting with that part inside you, angry with each other, frustrated. And now it's time to let go of that. Time to find each other, work with each other, love each other, support each other, understand each other, to work coherently together. So take a few moments more with yourself. Creating the proper atmosphere for continued collaboration. So take a moment now and wrap things up with your inner self. Make some agreements with each other about meeting, about the tone of your meetings, about the respect that you'll show each other. And come back slowly. Three, get ready. Two, open your eyes. One, wake up.